Аудиозапись номер 63. Unit 4. Progress check 4. Listening. Listen to the interview with Angela and choose the correct answer. You have 30 seconds to read the tasks 1 to 4. Now we are ready to start. Thank you, Angela, for finding the time for this interview. I do reports for the teenage magazine Silver Breeze, and I'm sure our readers will enjoy meeting you and will be interested in what you think about sports opportunities in our town.
I was delighted and very much surprised when you called me and asked for an interview. I'm an avid reader of your magazine. I like reading your articles about windsurfing and water skiing, and there was a very interesting article there on the tennis tournament.
Right, Angela. But today we are going to talk about your sport, which is cycling.
Okay, yes. I do some sport that doesn't sound very exciting. The bicycle is not as impressive as a surfboard, is it?
Oh, I can't agree.
Nobody in my family has ever had a bicycle. Sounds strange, doesn't it? But a couple of years ago, a friend of mine offered me a second-hand bicycle. Her brother went to college and didn't need it anymore.
And was that how it all started?
Yes, we started cycling along the park lanes, then some other friends joined us, and we arranged several cycling excursions. This summer we are going to a sports camp not far from our town in the countryside, where we'll be preparing for the International Cycling Marathon.
Oh, when and where will it take place?
The marathon? Not very soon, actually, in a year's time. But my coach says it's just the time I need to get into a good shape if I want to have a good chance to win. Practicing is very important, or otherwise you can easily get injuries while cycling long distances. The marathon will take place in France, and I feel very excited about it.
I understand you are. And why didn't you take part in the competition last week? We expected you to win an award there.
Oh, it's a sad story. I got a very bad cold right before the competition. I had a temperature and had to spend a week in bed. I was definitely too weak to compete.
Oh, what a pity.
Yes, I also had to miss my exam in French because of that stupid cold and will have to take it in a couple of weeks with another class.
You'll manage, I'm sure. And how about...